Hagoyseis va'yotzei lehoreg. Somebody who is dying. And the word goyis is actually, according to the Rambam, comes from the lashon of moaning. Comes from the throat. But we'll see. The term goyis we'll talk about later on in the Masechta. Exactly, halachically, when that is. But clearly, a person who's at a point where he's roiv goyis in lamisa, where it's something you would call medically irreversible, he's dying. And he's yoytzel lihorig, or somebody who is chayiv misa, he's being taken to be killed. So at that state, loy nidor v'loy nerach. You can't make an erichin on them or a nether on them. So if you say domo v'lai or erke alai, it's not chal. Reb Chanina ben Akavya imer, nerach m'mnei shedomov k'tzuvin. He says, I disagree with the Tanakhama. I agree that it can't be neither, because there's no value, there's no domim. But he should be able to be Makabal and Erichin. Erichin is done not based on value. Rabbi Yossi Yoimel, Noider Umarech Umakdish Vim Hizik Chayev. Rabbi Yossi says he's a Bar Chiyuv, don't make a mistake to think that because he's not included in being nerach or being nidor, that he's not a bar chiyuva. You should know that he is a bar chiyuva. V'mizik chayev. Actually, this enters a whole new bava kama question, which is that halach of kumli b'derabba menei, is it a continuous din? In other words, somebody becomes chayev misa. The halach is a din of kumli b'derabba menei. So there's kama v'kama sugyas hashas that discuss before you're actually chayiv misa. Like a person did an akira and he didn't do hanocha. That's a sugi and ksubis. Right? Or the sugi and Sanhedrin by Baba Machteres. So you can have a situation where you're not chayiv misa yet. But once you're chayiv misa, it's din of komlei b'derabba minei. The question is that din of komlei b'derabba minei continuous? In other words, once you're chayiv misa, now it's here, now it's on you. Once the death is on you, that is a continuous halach of kamlei b'derabba minei. Was kamlei b'derabba minei only what relates to the timing that you became chayiv misa? So if you became chayiv moment potentially after you're already chayiv misa, there's no din of kamlei b'derabba minei. This mishnah seems to explicitly state, at least Rabbi Yossi seems to explicitly state, that there is no din of kamlei b'derabba minei. Once you chayiv misa already, there's no immunity. I have something to say, but I'm not feeling well. I don't want to say speak out of line. The smile of Maisa holds that komlei b'derabba minei applies even after he's chayiv misa. So the ktsais asks, and many of the achronim ask, that our sugya seems to say clearly that there's no din of komlei b'derabba minei. And the sugya in Sanhedrin has a debate whether something which began while you were chayiv misa, and then you took it out, like the Baba Machteres, right? The Gemara and Dafayim Beis in Sanhedrin. He took something out while he broke into the basement, he stole something. At that point, it was Komlei B'derabba Minei, and then he left. So Shaila is the Komlei B'derabba Minei continue. But there, it makes sense, because there we're dealing with the Maisa Geneva began while you were Chayiv Misa. So even though now that it's still Be'en, it's still here, the Keli is still here, but it still associates to the original Maisa Geneva. Right? But here, and that's why many hold that Komlei B'derabba Minei needs either the time of Chayiv Misa, or it needs to be the object that you became Chayiv Misa with. And that's how Rabbi Scheinberg Zilzain Gesund in his Sefer Tabas HaChishon, that's how he wants to be Magderit. He feels Komlei B'derabba Minei applies to either something which the complete obligation happened while you were Chayiv Misa, or it began while you were Chayiv Misa, and was still dealing with the same object. So although right now it's still Be'en and we would be able to reanalyze it, but since it began with this object, like the case of Baba Machteres. So the din of Kamal Ibn Rabbi Mini will continuously, will extend. Even though you can debate that, you could say, what do you mean? But right now, I'm not Chayiv Misa. But a future object, not. But the Sma says that even on a future Hezek, you're Potter. And according to the Sma, the reason for that is because once a person is Chayiv Misa, it's a din of Chal on the Gavra. It's not an isolated thing. He's walking around with a Chayiv Misa. So the Chiyuv Misa is continuously. And the din of Kamle B'drabba Mene is not that one cancels the other out. Then you have Reis Svara. That if you do a Maisa, that's Chiyuv Misa. And you do a Maisa, Hakal. So the Chomer cancels out the Kal. Then you have Reis Svara. That's only if they happen together. If it's not connected, why should this cancel that out? But if you learn that Kamle B'drabba Mene, just means that a person who has a Chiyuv Misa on him, Bezdin doesn't have the ability to slap on another obligation. If that's the way you learn Kamalei B'derabim Minei, then it's a din in the Gavra. It's not that this punishment cancels out that punishment. It's that you maxed out. You maxed out. And if you maxed out, so we can't impose any new Chiyuvim on you. If that's the case, it's almost like an immunity. Kamalei B'derabim Minei is less of a canceling out thing and more of an immunity. So if it's an immunity, so then it would apply even to what you do in the post Chiyuv Misa. So then you have to know how this fits. This L'chayr is a raya, not like the Sma. Bashkof Rishena, this is a raya that Kamalei Rame ends when you complete the act that you did. So we'll get back to this if we have time at the end, but just pointing it out. The Gemara says like this, Bishloim a Goysis, I understand why a Goysis is loy nidah, the lav bar domim hu. A neder is based on value. He has no value. He's not in the parsha of Hamod of Arocha because he can't stand. He can't stand in Bezdin. And since the Torah uses a lashon of Hamoda, you need an actual a gavra who's roy for Hamoda. See, he's not in the parsha of Erechin. It's not who the Torah was talking about. Not because it wouldn't be possible halachically to make an erechin on him. Technically, you'd be able to make an erechin on a dead guy too, be'etzem, because it's not his value that you're giving. But the Torah required hamod of arocha. For that reason, there's no parash of erechin. But, but what's pshat in the Tanakhama? Why in the world would the Tanakhama argue with Rav Chanina? Rav Chanina is saying a poshta svara. That if you're dealing with Erechin, so who cares that he's Yotze L'Harik? What's the difference? Says the Gemara, the Sanya. There's a Braisa that teaches us this halacha. You're right, in Svar there would be Erechin. Minayin a Yotze L'Harik. For Omar Erki Alai, Shaloy Omar Klum. How do we know if somebody is Yotze L'Harik and he says, I'm going to give my Erech, that it doesn't add up to any kind of obligation. Kol chayrim, the way the Gemara is taiching, means anybody who's chayiv misa lo yipoda, doesn't have to be redeemed. Yochel afilu koydim shenigmar dinai, even without a gemar din. Tamaloy ma min adam v'loy kol adam. So if there was no gemar din on him, then he is in the parsha of Erech. Okay, so simply the Gemara seems to be saying that Dom of a lie is a svara. You don't need any psukim. Because the person who's Yotzel Horek has no value. And for Erechim, there's no svara. It's a Xeris HaKosov. That's simply the Poshet reading of the Gemara goes as far as being Marech, the person who's being Yotzel Horek, the svara would be that there should be Erechim. But there's a Xeris HaKosov, a Goysis Taka, we don't need a Pasuk, because a Goysis can't stand. And Erechin requires a Bar Hamoda. So Goysis, we know in Svara, he can't do Erechin. Yotzel Horeg, we know in Svara, can't be a Bar Domin. But as far as a Bar Erechin, as far as Bar Erechin is concerned, there a Goysis makes sense, but a Yotzel Horeg should have Erechin. Instead, we have a pasuk to tell us that there's no erech. Now, the Rambam completely ignores this aspect, if you look at the Rambam. The Rambam brings down the halacha of our Mishnah, and he states as follows, HaGoisis, Ein lo erech v'lo idomim. Now, Goisis, we already said, why not? We said a Goisis doesn't have domim because he has no value, and he doesn't have erechin because he's not a baramod of aroch. I'm sorry, man, I didn't mean it. Since Roiv Goisusim al Hamisa is a maze, what is he talking about? The Gemara here says that by a Goisus, there's no Domim because he's not a Bar Domim, and there's no Erechim because of the Gzeres HaKosov. I'm sorry, Goisus Amod of Arocha, and Yetzil Ohorek because of the Gzeres HaKosov. The Rambam puts everything into one pot. He says, Hareyu Kemeis, V'chein mi shenigmar v'dinei bebezen shol Yisrael, lohorgoy al aveira shovar, v'ericho yachar, oy sheherich atzmoy, oy shoma adom of olai, oy shoma achar demay ze olai, ain't it chayev klum? It's not chayev klum. Shezeh kemeitzu. It's like a maze. V'ameis, ain't lo yerich v'lo idom. So the Rambam totally ignores our sugya. Completely. And then he brings the pasuk. Kol cher ma sheyechra min ha'odom l'yivdei kolem ein l'ipigin el ha'reyu kemeis. So this Rambam and Mikolat taught them as a plea. Number one, the Rambam seems to be stating that ein lo idomim also needs to come onto a pasuk. When the Gemara seems to be saying that's a svara, that a guy is yotzei liharik, he has no value. So the Gemara says, Bishlam ein lo idomim, we understand, it makes logical. The Gemara only has erichin, why not erichin? The Gemara kvetches for that, what's pshat an erichin? Right? That's, step one is a plea. Step two, the fact is that the Rambam doesn't even use the pasuk. Instead of using the pasuk, the Rambam says that since he's yotzei lihoreg, so he's kemes. The Gemara doesn't say he's kemes. So the Rambam on two ends is difficult. Number one, the Rambam seems to be saying that for Dom of a lie you also need a pasuk, which the Gemara says clearly you don't. That's one difficulty. And the second difficulty is that even if we can somehow be metalis to Rambam that you need a pasuk, why is the Rambam then adding his own svara? He says that he's kemeis choshev. And it's only at the end of the Rambam that he introduces the pasuk. If you look at the Rambam, at the end he says, aval ze nemar, it's almost like the pasuk is secondary. Kol cherem, asher yechra min ha'odom l'yivdeh. It's almost like secondary that the Rambam says that. Pel de gazach. So, try to be mevar this Rambam with the hemshech of the Gemara here. Because let's continue the Gemara. The Gemara says, okay, so we need a pasuk of Kol Cherem LoYivdeh to tell us that there's no din of Erechim. But according to Rav Chanina, if there is a din of Erechim, what does he do with the pasuk? The Gemara says, Rav Chanina ben Akavi Dom and Erech Menei Shadom of Ketsuvim Hai Kol Cherem Ayovid Lei Lichet the Sanya. Rabbi Shmuel, the Noish Shalbi Echem and Berka Imer, Lefisha Motzinu Lemumsum Bidei Shamaya, She Noisnim Momoinu Miskapim Lohem, that they give money and they get a kapora, She Nemarim Koifer Yushas Olof, Yochol Av Bidei Odom Kain, I would say maybe if somebody's Chayev Mises Bez, then also you can give Koifer. Tamud Loimar Kocherim Lo Yipodeh, maybe that's only Mises Chamuris that don't have a kapora. Where we don't find a kapora if they do it b'shegig. But Mises Chamuris, Mises Kalos, shenitin shigigos on the kapora minayin, tamulem kolcher. That's the Gemara. So then there is a din of kolcher. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi comes, seems to argue with the Tana, the Mishnah. He says, by the way, he is Noidir and he is Marech. So the Gemara says, well, the Tana Kama never argued with that. The Tana Kama, Mika Omar, Deloy? Did the Tana Kama ever say that not? The Gemara says, Elo, Benoidir, Umarech, Umaktish, Kuliamale, Pligi. Everybody agrees. Ki Pligi Bim Hizik. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Yosi's chiddush is hezek. Taka for harocha is not a chiddush. Avada, if a guy's going out to be killed, he's mamed, he's marech. Avada, it's chal. The chiddush is hezek. Tanakama sovar hezek ain chayiv b'tashlumim. Rabbi Yosi sovar hezek chayiv b'tashlumim. So the Gemara now is saying that the whole chiddush of Rabbi Yosi is only lagabi hezek. Lagabi, if a guy who's going out to be killed is maimed somebody else, he's marech somebody else, of course he has to pay. No machloikas. The only machloikas is whether, if he was mazik, if he's chayiv. The Gemara says, why? The machloikas is, if milval peh, b'may kumiflegi, Rabbi Yosef, if milval peh, goyva miyoshim kumiflegi. Tanakama holds milval peh, ain't a goyva miyoshim. Rabbi Yosef, say, if milval peh, goyva miyoshim. That's the machloikas. Now, the way the Gemara is explaining the machlokes, why is the Gemara saying that Rabbi Yosi is not arguing with the Tana Kama? Again, the Tana Kama said that the Tana Kama really was only talking about a Yotze Lahorig and a Goyses, that you were Marach there. Rabbi Yosi jumped in from outside and he said, by the way, if the Yotze Lahorig is Marach somebody else, he has to pay. So the Gemara says, whoever argues with that? Everybody agrees with that. The Gemara says, you're right. The Taka agree. And the only reason why Biyasi, the only Chiddush Rabbi Yosi had was Hezek. Hezek depends. If you hold Milval Pez, Goyvim in a Yorshim, then he'll collect. And if you hold Milval Pez and he Goyvim in a Yorshim, then he won't collect. So there's a side Machloik has nothing to do with Erechim. The Machloik is in our Mishnah above a Kama Machloik is really, which is whether we say in Zikin, which is a Milvak Suva Batera, or Milval Pez, if you goyva or not. And the Gemara goes on, the Zikin is a little better than the Milval Peh because it's Ksuvah Batara, so maybe that's a din of Ksuvah Vishtar. That's the next step of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rava says, maybe Milval Peh, any goyva in a Yorisha? Vocha Milval Ksuvah Batara, Kamifugi. Tanakamos Milval Ksuvah Batara, Lav Ksuvah Vishtar. Rabbi Yosi Sofer Ksuvah Vishtar. But this Gemara is Mamish Apliya. Why in the world, if the Tanakama holds that Milval Peh is not goyva, why would Erechin and Nedarim not be different? In other words, the Gemara now is giving us a reason why the Tana Kama L'chora should argue with Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara asks, why in the world would anybody argue with Rabbi Yosi? It's bullshit like Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara says, Yitaka right? Tana Kama agrees with Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is only arguing with the Tana Kama L'gavi Nezikin. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, so what's the machlokes lagabe nezikin? Either whether milval peh collects from Yerushim, that's one way to explain the machlokes, or whether something which is written in the Torah is equivalent to a milval peh or equivalent to a milval bishtar. If you learn it's equivalent to milval bishtar, then you collect from the assignment. And if you learn it's equivalent to milval peh, you don't collect from the assignment. That's the Gemara. But now if you back up, so why shouldn't that be a machloikis lagabi erechim too? And a dara. They're also not a milva, it's also a milva al peh. It's not a milva bishtar. Very, very unclear what's going on in the Gemara. Why is the Gemara now is basically giving us all the reason to say that there should be a complete machloikis in our Mishnah, which is really the way the Mishnah reads. Let's not forget that the simple reading of the Mishnah is that Rav Yosi is arguing with the Tana Kama and saying, I hold that if a Yotze Lahorig is Marech or Noider, he has to pay. And for some reason, Rav Yosi saw in the Tana Kama that he holds not that way. The Gemara says, where did he see not like that in the Tana Kama? The Gemara says, no, you're right. Tana Kama agrees to Rav Yosi. And the only point that the Tana Kama argues is Lagabi Hizik. But then the reasoning that you're giving me for the machloikas should equally apply to Erechim and Adar. And it's going to get worse than that even. It's even more difficult. So Tesis seems to sort of point this out. The answer is very unclear. Tosfos here, the bottom Tosfos, ki pligi bim hizik bim hiktish. Tosfos says, ubim hiktish loy pligi. Why not? Right? Why? Shemiyad shehikdish chala hektish. As soon as somebody's makdish, it's chal. Okay. So that makes sense by hektish, because hektish is on an object. So if the father, a minute before he died, was makdish the table, his table, so the table now is hektish. It's not a question of being goyvim in a yorshim. The yorshim don't even yavshim the table. It doesn't even go to them. The table already belongs to hektish. So that part is pasha. Now Tosfos goes and says like this. That answers hektish. There should be an argument about neder and erich and two. V'yesh loyma denokat hizik mishum diktoni chayiv betashlumin. Mashma de hizik luchudei pligi. V'yesh. The Taisa says, "V'yishlomim denokit hizik mishum diktoni chayiv betashlumin. Mashma da hizik luchudei poli." Ubinoy de umarech shema yochu miyad ulahochi goivim in a yorshim. Very strange. So Tosfos seems to be saying two separate points in his teretz here. Tosfos seems to be saying, number one, the fact that it seems they had a girsa chayev betashlumin. So the Gemara had a reason to assume that Rabbi Yossi is only arguing about Nezikin. Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama are not arguing about Erech. That's number one. That's not the way the Gemara started, because the Gemara started by saying the Tanakhama mikomer deloy. So Tosfos is saying that the Gemara always knew that there was mashmois that Rabbi Yossi is only arguing about one point. What point did the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi arguing about Nezikin? So number one, Tosfos is saying that the Gemara was medayik from the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama are not completely at odds with each other. They're only at odds with Nezikin, but not Lagabi Erech. That's number one. Yeah, but why? Why are they at odds with Nezikin and not Erech? So that's what Tosfos comes out to answer. He says, Ubinoidir umarech shemoch yochu miyad ulohochli goivim in a yorshim. That's the girsa. Pella de gazach, Tosfos is saying here. He's saying that erechin is chal right away, and nedorim is chal right away, and that's why you collect from the yorshim. Okay? So you realize the way Tosfos went here. He went in two steps. Step one, he realized that his teretz is not muchrach. So he had to first tell you that the Lashon Mishnah was mashma, that the Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama are not completely arguing with each other. Because Chayiv B'Tashlumin is mashma l'gabi Erech, and they agree. That's number one. But then he says, but I have to give you a reason. Why would it be that the Tanakhama holds that you're potter from the Zikin, but you are Chayiv in Erech? So he says, the difference is that Nedorim and Erech and Achal right away, And Nezikin is different. What does that mean? Nedorim and Erech, and even if they're chal right away, it's not more than a choiv. It's an obligation. At most, it's a choiv. So why would anybody hold that you're more chayiv to pay back Erechin and Nedorim than you would be Nezikin? It's a pelet gazach. The reason that Tosfos gives us is because Nedorim and Erech and Achal right away. So was Halva. No. There were two parts to this Tosfos. The first part of Tosfos, Tosfos was talking about an object. If you makdish an object, the object belongs to Hekdish. That's the first step of Tosfos. The second step of Tosfos, we're not talking about an object anymore. We're talking about you're obligating yourself to Hekdish. Hekdesh doesn't own any specific item by you. They have a choiv by you. You owe them the money. There is no object that you owe them. And that's why, so Amirasa L'Gavoya is no more than Mesira L'Hegit. That Mesira L'Hegit would mean, I owe it. The equivalent is I owe, it's as though, let's say I borrowed money from somebody, I took the money from him, now I owe him the money back. So now the Amira triggered that obligation. But it's only an obligation. That's Tesis Kasha. So if it's only an obligation, why would the Tanakhama say Erechim yes, Nidorim yes, and the Zikin you don't have to pay? Talking to the Yorshim. If the reason why the Yorshim are potter is because Yorshim don't have to pay the chayv of their father unless it's a shtar, and this is not a shtar, either because it's not a shtar or because Muvik Suva Batar is not a shtar, so then what changed? It's very, very difficult to understand what Tesis means. This is not my kasha. Kivegar asked this kasha. Kivegar in his tshuvas, Tzim Kuf Chav Dalet, he's aiming on this Tesis. He says, I don't understand why in the world does Tesis feel that Nedarim and Erechin should be different than Nezikin. Now the question gets compounded by the Shoyle Meshiv. Because the Shoyle Meshiv actually in our sugya, he has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph here, and he feels that Nedarim is worse. Because there's a general rule that Yorshim are not chayiv to pay back nidrei avim. The father made a neder to give something. They're not chayiv to be mashlam the father's nedarim. So he's bothered, so the Shoyle Meshiv is bothered, that this is actually worse. Here we have a rule. The rule is that Yorshim don't have to worry about the father's nedarim. That's his concern. That's the Shoyle Meshiv's concern. Haloyein on a Yorshim chayovim lahashlam nidrei avim. Period. Now, in his tshuvas, here we are. This is in Chelek Aleph of the Shoyle Meshiv, Gimel, Nun Zayin. He says, Utmili, he says, it's a pella by me. He says, The Iker Chiyuv Nitzmach Mima Shoma Erki Alai, Volomo Yishaivu Ayoshim. He says, the most you could tell me is that maybe we could say, after we have the din of Amira L'Gavoya K'Masira L'Hegit, so now it became a choiv already. So at most, it's equivalent to a milva. I'll pay. It's not more than that. It's either less or as much. You can stretch it to the point of saying that this is as much as a milva I'll pay. If we just view it as a nether, then the Yerushim are totally exempt. Then even Rabbi Yossi doesn't make sense that they should be chayav to pay. Elamai, you have to stretch and say, well, Amir L'Gavoya, and therefore by Erechin, if you say I'm going to give this amount, so it becomes like a milva, like a shibud. He says, if that's the case, havalei kemilva. He says, if it's a milva, he says then ein ayoshim chayavim la'ashel. So mamashach. So this is his kasha. He's not mavarer it exactly, what the teret should be, but that's his kasha here in the sugya. I don't know what you mean by that. That's just the Gilui Milsa. Bezdin later comes, and from when were you chayiv? You broke the guy's window. From when you chayiv the $100? When Bezdin was machayiv you, or were you chayiv really the minute you broke the window? It's not like a knas. Your svara would be very good for a knas. Right? Because, like, ain't no the Moirish knas labanov. because the knas is not here till Beis Din activates the obligation. By Hezek, you broke the window, you owe. Now you're saying we have to make an assessment. That's true. But the assessment is just to clarify what you owe. It's like I lent you an undisclosed amount of money. When do I owe you the money? When do you owe me the money? Immediately. You have to count it. So if you didn't count it, you don't owe me the money because we didn't count it yet. That's what it should be equivalent to. So it's really a tremendous plea. And the simple flow of our sugya is mashma. All of this is all milsad pshitas because the Gemara doesn't explain it. The Gemara doesn't spend any time explaining to us why there should be an obvious distinction between erechin and between chiyuvei nezikin. L'chayre, it's all the same. Okay, we'll just finish reading this off. Ika demasi la'aha, hayotzi lihoreg, hu shechavu ba'acherim chayet, acherim shechavu l'boi p'turim, because he has no value. Rashi says he has no value. Ain't lo dumb. Rav Shimon Elazar Eimer, af hu im chava al potter, shalai nitan l'chazor ha'asamid is bezden. This is like Yitzri Sfar. He's potter from the Zikin, no, for a practical reason. Meaning, since they can't pull him back to Bezden, so it can't practically play out. Why can't they pull him back to Bezin? Because there's a loy, there's an inu yadin. Somebody is high of misa, you're not allowed to postpone the misa. Nechlal the Tanakama sov, nitin lachasor samin is Bezin. Om Rabbi Yaisi, be milva alpe, goivim na yorshan kamifligi. Tanakama was milva alpe, is goivim na yorshan. Shemal the sover, ain't a goivim na yorshan. Rabbi says, no, the kuliyama milva alpe, goivim na yorshan, mocha milva aksuva vaterik, aksuva vishtar dami. So this is where the machlek is. Tanakama kiks is vishtar dami. Rav Shimon says, lav kiks is vishtar dami. So again, we revert back to what we started with. That l'chayra, the Gemara, it's very difficult to understand how the Gemara is separating the chiyuv erechin and nedarim from the chiyuv of nezikin. And the Gemara is clearly saying that there's a distinction. That even if your old milval pet doesn't collect from the erechin, but nedarim and erechin would be different. And the only pshat that Tosfos gives us is that it's chal miyad, which l'chayra doesn't answer anything because by halvor it was already chal too. It was chal 10 years ago when I made the loan. And still it doesn't help the yorshim don't have to pay it back if the old milval pet doesn't collect from the yorshim. Even though the halvor was chal, the chiyuv was chal. So why should this be different? Okay, so getting back to the original Rambam. The original Rambam we had seemed to ignore our sugya completely, and came up with a new reason. He says it's kemes. The reason why you don't have to pay back the erechin that you make on somebody who's yoytzi l'horeg or a geises, the Rambam says is because hareyu kemes. And the Rambam says v'chem yishenigmar dinoi hareyu kemes. Same thing, he's kemes. And then he brings the pasuk kol cherem. So we said that the Rambam here deviates from the Gemara in 2 points. Number one, the Gemara seems to say that for Domim, you don't need a pasuk. It's logical. If the guy's Yoytzi Lihoreg, it's logical that you don't have to pay his Domim. And the Rambam also deviates by adding this new knech that he's Kemeis Chashev. What did the Rambam need that for? What was his point? So if you look in the back, all the way in the back of the Masechta, of all the Masechtas, the Tosefta, you'll see a Tosefta here in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Some of the Gemaras have it in the back of the Masechta also. Some of them it's back behind all the Masechtas. It's Perek Aleph Halacha Beis in the Tosefta. It reads as follows. Hagoyseis, and the Tosefta adds something. Uben Shmoina, Loi Nidor V'loi Nerach. A goises, or somebody who's born to the 8th month, there's no din of neder or erech. There's a new case. And then it says, yoytzi l'horeg, the din of yoytzi l'horeg, loy neder v'loy nerech. Okay? So, ben shmoina is a child that's born at 8 months old. Now, obviously, if he's less than a month, then that would be poshut. So the mitzvah Shmuel on the Tosefta says, "Umayri afshehu ben chodesh," because until he reaches the age of 20, he still remains what we call a lav bar kayoma. In the time of Chazal, a child that was born in the 8th month was like a cheskes nefel. He's not going to make it. So until age 20, he maintains this status of a ben ches. So the Tosefta is adding a major, major nekuda to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is only talking about a person who's imminent death. Person is going out to be killed, imminent death. The goy says he's dying. He's moaning, he's dying. Okay? That's the case of our Mishnah. The Tosefta now is adding a ben ches, who, as the Mishnah Shmuel says, is anywhere until 20. Only at 20 will his status change. At 20, they're going to stamp him in as a living guy. He's alive. He's here to stay. But until 20, he's walking around with this. Now, even though his he does great in his medical exams, he jogs around the tracks, he's gewaldic. But he's a ben ches. Till 20, he's a ben ches. Yeah? Why is Ein Leidamim? Why in the world is Ein, the Tosefta says Ein Leidamim? Tosefta reads it with our Mishnah. Ein Leidamim Ve'Ein Le'erichin. Has no damim. What have no damim for? He has value. You could sell the guy. Take the person down to the track. Watch him work. Watch him run. Watch him work. He's gewaldic. So maybe Ein Echnami has a flaw on his medical records. He's a ben ches, yeah. So a chesep's for a shidduch. It's a chesara. We do. Because lamaisa, guy is once the guy lives for a month or 2 months, 3 months, he grows up. His weight, he has good weight. He's eating. He's running. So right, exactly. At age 19, people are already looking at him, going, "The guy has a good shot of living. The guy has value." And the emes is, it's a gamble. The guy's 30 days old. He could be very hard to sell him for an evet. The guy's a year old. A bustling toddler, you get some money for him. And there's value. Again, domim is something we evaluate this. We don't have to look at the parasha. Magabi Erechim, we could explain the Tosefta. Because till he reaches the age of 20, he's in limbo land. He's a ben ches. It's a stigma. He's stigmatized. And in Erechin, a stigma is critical because we can't put you into any box. In Erechin, we have to put you into a box, right? We can't put you into a box because you have a stigma. Your stigma is that you were born in Ben Ches. Once you go past 20, now you're going to be, the criminal record is erased. It's not there anymore. Okay, that we understand. We're talking about domim. Domim is a question of value. And it's a dover posha that the kid has some value, and as he gets older, the value is going to increase. So, why? In fact, Mistama, you're right, David. Mistama, the difference between what he's worth at 19 and a half years old and 21 is probably all not all that much different. People 19 and a half are probably saying, listen, the guy's all right. Right? So, in Echanami, halachically at 20, he gets a green light. But when we're talking about Domim, very, very schwer, but that's what the Tosefta says. Less man the Pollock. Huh? Well, a ben ches if he's noider and marach, somebody else, he's like any person. No, chayre. What do you mean, goises? A goises could be marach somebody else. Everybody holds that a goises could be marach somebody else. No. But the Gemara now that we just learned says Tanakhama agrees. That was our difficulty. Hezek? Bichayev. A Yotze L'Horek has no value because nobody will buy a Yotze L'Horek. That's definitely the way you learn Pshutai. Pshutai? What does Lav Bar Domim mean? Why does he have no value? The kasha is, Why in the world would a Ben Ches not have done him? Because a Ben Ches, like I said, a Ben Ches, and that's the whole Mitzvah Shmuel on the Tosefta, he says the Chiddush of the Tosefta is that even though he's more than 30 days old, you have to realize every day that he lives longer and he starts progressing, he's more valuable. I mean, it's Pashat Seichel. People are not briskers when they buy something. It's a Ben Ches. The guy is, okay, so now he already reached his next milestone. He's eating, he's drinking, he's walking, he's going, he's cleaning floors. I'm looking for, I go get a Mexican for $100, right? I'll pay a Mexican $100 for today, yeah? Now I have a guy that's been alive for the last 15 years. He's an expert floor cleaner. I won't pay $100 for him. I thought I would. I won't pay $1,000. I thought I would. It's very malabatish to say that once there's a din ben ches is not a bar kayom and now he's worthless. Like almost a trefa. I'm not into this. I'm saying we need pshat in the Tosefta. It's very balabatish to say in the Tosefta that because Stam Sadin, since he doesn't live, so nobody will pay for him. The Stam people would pay. I'm naming other people. I would pay. If you pointed me to a guy, he's a Ben Ches, or any other thing, any other ailment, and I need somebody, and I people pay for an evidence reason. You can have him for 6 years. People pay for somebody, you can have for a Toshiv V'Socher. So why would he have no Dhamim? The Minchas Chinuch asks, he doesn't even understand why a Yotzei L'Horeg has no Dhamim. He says a Yotzei L'Horeg, if he's a Noikiv Margolius, if the guy can carve out diamonds where every minute of his is worth a tremendous amount of money, he says, so come with a bag of diamonds right now, and he's worth money for whatever he could do in the next hour. The Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch actually uses that to be Miyash of the Rambam. He says that the, we'll get to the Minchas Chinuch, but he holds that even a guy's Yotzei L'Horeg has some domin. And he wants to make an ukimta, a balabata shukimta badiris is at least easier. He says, Roiv Yotzei L'Horeg don't have value. In other words, most people that are dying in an hour, nobody would pay for them. In a chanami, you have a neurosurgeon, and somebody needs the surgery. They'll give him whatever he charges. Now for the next hour, they'll give him whatever he charges. He says, Ein Echanami, the Minchas Chinuch wants to say, that type of guy is Yesh L'Domim. So if somebody would go to a neurosurgeon who has lined up surgeries, till Bezdin is going to throw him off, give him skewer. He has surgeries lined up, and he's one of these Mishigom workaholics. He doesn't care. He's Chayiv Misin, and now he wants next guy. Bring him in. Yeah? He says, the Minchas Chinuch says, if you say Dom of a lie, you have to pay. Because Itaka has value. The guy has value. He wants. The Mishnah is talking about Roiv Tziurim. The guy doesn't have value. That's Roiv Tziurim. That's what he wants to say. So the Shaila again is how to understand this Tosefta. So I think that in order to be Metaretz everything here, we revisit the Yesod that we started the Masechta with, which I think will make our Sugya much clearer. Every aspect of our Sugya much clearer. We discussed in the beginning that Erechin is not a regular chayvus mammon, but it's a form of pidyon. It's a form of redemption. And something is chal, whether it's yourself, it's pashut that it's chal on you. We say erki alai, and even if you say erki alai, we spend some time understanding how that works. But there's a din now, a chalois pidyon, that you have to redeem the other person's erichin. And actually, if you think about it, our Gemara is mamish black and white like that. Our Gemara says, why is there no erichin? Because of the pasuk of kol cherem lo yivdeh. It's even the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, how do we know that there's no erichin by a person's chayiv misa? Because it says, kol cherem lo yivdeh. Any cherem can be bought. Now, what's the pshat in this? The pshat is that when you go ahead and you marach somebody, so right now, as we explained, it's chalachi of pidyon. Ad kidekach, I'll tell you this, in the Muki Yosef, just to strengthen everything that we've learned, there's a Muki Yosef in Bava Kama, on Dav Yud Beis. The Muki Yosef there is actually talking about pidyon aben. And he says that maybe there will be no din pidyon aben on somebody who's a goyses, who's a yetzil horeg, on a trefa. He talks about a trefa. No din of pidyon aben. Let's say the guy became a trefa later on. He was nitraf. The sugi of b'chor shenitraf. The sugi in Bava Kama b'chor shenitraf. Toich shloishim. You have a b'chor shenitraf later on. So the Namuki Yosef says there shouldn't be a din pidyon, and he brings our pasuk of kol cheirim lo yivde. So this is a generic pasuk that the Torah is megala that a person who's not a bar kayama, person who's not going to live, cannot represent an obligation of redemption. In other words, ultimately, when I make the Chiyuv Erech, and I have to redeem that. I have to redeem that pidyon. The person represents that shavyas to Hekdish. And that's what Erechin is. It's a chalois pidyon. And the Torah was megala that in order to trigger an obligation of pidyon, you have to talk about a person that's a bar kayama. And it's not only lagabi Erechin. It's lagabi all halachas of pidyon. And that's why the Muki Yosef says, if not for the pasuk by Pidyon HaBen, Ach Podol Tifteh, it's a riboy that even a treifet is a din of pidyon. The Muki Yosef says, on a treifet there wouldn't be a din of pidyon. A boy that became a treifet later on, a firstborn, there would not be a din of pidyon because Kol Cherem Lo Yivdeh. Nor was there a riboy, Podol Tifteh, that there is a din of redemption. But if not for the riboy, there wouldn't be a din of redemption. So this pasuk that the Gemara is bringing down here is a generic pasuk that teaches you that somebody who's oimid lemisa cannot represent any kind of chalois chiyuv pidyon. They can't represent it. The Rambam therefore says, when he says harein kemeis, he's explaining what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is saying that this person is like a mace, and they cannot reflect an obligation. In Hilchas Kodeshim, in order for it to be matfis any kind of kedusha on a gavra, it has to be that the gavra is oimid lichyos, and that's an intrinsic halacha. Has nothing to do with how much he's worth. I'll bring you right to the next level. What would be the halacha if the person is chayiv misa, but not by bezdin shol Yisrael, bezdin shol Akum, chayiv misa? But he's chayiv misa by a bezdin of goyim. So if you look in the Mishnah Lamelech here in this Rambam, the Mishnah Lamelech says clearly, bezdin, the Rambam says bezdin shol Yisrael, but not bezdin shol Akum. So the Kesef Mishnah says, why not? The Kesef Mishnah wants to say, well, maybe bezdin shol Akum, sometimes they take sheichet. The Gemara says in Gittin that bezdin shol Akum, sometimes they'll take bribery. So the Kesef Mishnah seems to be saying it's practical. Somebody's chayiv misa is bezdin. There's only one way, and that's to the death. If a guy's chayiv misa is bezdin by a goy, she bezdin. Pay him off. So it's practical. That's the Kesef Mishnah. The Mishnah says that can't be. The Mishnah says the gevaldik akasha. He says the halacha is that if somebody says yesh li lalamed olav schus, even if the guy's already ready to be pushed off, you don't kill him. Right? By goyim, there is no such thing. Right? So if anything, there's more likelihood that the guy will be saved by a Bezal Shul Yisrael, that somebody will reverse it. So the Mishlamach says, if that's the case, so what's the difference between Bezal Shul Yisrael or Bezal Shul Akum? I'll tell you another question. What happens if somebody's Moir B'Malchus? So the Rambam says here in the Pirush Mishnayis Beferish, if a guy's Moir B'Malchus, there's no din of Yetzer Laharak. There's no din Yetzer Laharak. So the Rambam gives the same reason as the Kesef Mishnah. Because the king could change his mind if he wants. Yeah, but what likelihood is that the king is going to change his mind? It's less likelihood, because really is a din from Melech Shemocho HaKvodei and Kvodei Mocho. The Chassam Soif has a tshuva in Evan Ezra, where he discusses, can a king be Moichel Misa? He's not supposed to, but what happens if he does? Is the person Pater from Misa or not? There's a whole long tshuva in the Chassam Soif. If a king could reverse the Misa from a person. So, what is the likelihood of the king, after he said, execute the guy, that he's going to say, don't execute him? L'chor, it is more likelihood that this guy who Bezin said is Chayiv Misa, one of the Talmidim will say, I have a schus on him. So why? It can't be likelihood. So therefore, I felt it's partial like the Mishnah Malach. And that is, Misas Bezdin is intrinsic. A person becomes Chayiv Misa's Bezdin, now he is Chayiv Misa. So now intrinsically he's oimed to die. Okay? Let's say, I'll give you a different case. You have a person walks under a building. And Nebuch, a big boulder comes out and is coming down straight down on this person. Within 3 seconds, it's all over. Okay? And you say, Erki Alai. We don't find there should be a din, that there's no din of Erich. Why not? It's not intrinsic. He will die in 3 minutes, but there's nothing about him intrinsically that's oimed for Mitzvah. He will die because it's like Tosis and Bava Kama. Tosis, what's the difference between in the Sugya of Tzoris, Tosis, what's the difference if you take a kli and you throw it off the building? We say it's a broken kli, but if you take a rock and you throw it to the kli, it's not broken. In both cases, on impact, the kli is going to break. One case is I'm shooting a rock to the kli, and the other kli says I'm taking the kli and I threw it off the roof. You know the famous Briskerov. He said, I'm Purim. He said, that's the reason why Haman was Ovel v'chafui rosh. Says Haman, the Baal Megillah says, Haman was an Ovel, and he was covered with garbage. So the Chazal tell us, because his daughter threw the garbage, assuming that she was throwing it on Mordechai, and then she took a look, she saw that actually she threw it at the wrong person. So she jumped off. So the Briskerov asks, so what happened really was, is first she threw the garbage, and then she jumped. So it should say, Chafui Roish for Ovel. Why does it say Ovel v'chafui Roish? So the Briskerov says it's that Tosis in Bava Kama. Legabi the garbage that she was throwing onto her father, it didn't land halachically till it landed on him. Right? See, he wasn't covered with dirt until it landed. But she immediately, when she saw she threw it at the wrong person, she jumped. So she is the Kli, Zara Kli. So she was dead as soon as she jumped off. See, he was an Ovel before he became a Chafui Rosh. That's how the Briskerov said. I don't know when he said it on Purim. Nochem Vine, Pfalm Vine. That's what Briskerov said. But Lamai said, Noch Alok Alechter, Tosis says it. Tosis says there's a difference between if you take an object, you drop it. Since inherently the object is falling, it's called broken already. If you take a rock and throw it to the object, since nothing happened to the object itself, the object is still called complete until impact. So that's a fact. Now, that's really what the Mishnah Malach is telling us. In order for a person to be called Kol Cherem LeYift, it has to be intrinsically the person is not a Bar Kayama. Intrinsically the person's dying. There's something about him that's dying. That's intrinsic. That's why it has to be a Chiyuv Mises Bezdin. If a king is killing him, a Marid B'Malchus, the king doesn't even have to make a din to kill him. He gets him out of the way. The king gets people that get in his way, he's allowed to halachically get them out of his way. So that's not intrinsic. That's a ma'is that the melech is doing. And therefore, l'moshel, if a person's chayiv mises bezdin, right? If you go now and shoot him, you're potter. It's a gavra katela kotel. The halacha is, you're not. But if you went, a guy was chayiv mises bezdin, you went and shot him, you're potter from misa. Can't give you misa. Because it's called gavra katela kotel. That means it's intrinsic. If there's a guy that the king plans to kill al Samoy ben Malchus, we don't find that. Because he is not a Gavra Ketela till the king puts him to death. So when the Rambam says he could change his mind, the Rambam doesn't mean statistically there's a likelihood that he won't be killed. No. The Rambam means it's a decision. Either he'll decide to kill him or he won't decide to kill him. The fact that he's probably going to kill him doesn't make him a dead man. That's what the Rambam means. It's not official. It's unofficial. Unofficial death is not included in the pasuk of Kol Cherem LeYivdeh. Kol Cherem LeYivdeh, by definition, has to be official. Has to be official. But once it's official, once you fall under that category, that's it. So the Rambam came and the Rambam said, now that we have the pasuk of Kol Cherem, now everything goes to that. Now that the Torah said that a person who's a bar, who's going to death, in Hilchus Kodshim, Kodshim doesn't recognize them as an entity that can reflect halachas of Kodshim, Erechin and Domim. So now, you don't have to come on to all the other svaras. All the other svaras are Balapatashi svaras, we don't need them. Comes the Tosefta and says, now that we have the pasuk of Kol Cherem, we don't have to come on to Bar Domim, Olav Bar Domim anymore. Because the Torah already said that Klapi Kodshim, a human being that's oimed for death is not reflected in the parasha of Domim, of Hilchos Kodeshim. Is not, and that's what the Rambam says. Harei u'kameis. The Rambam is very clear in his lashon. He says Hagoyis ain leerech v'loy Domim. Why Harei u'kameis u'kamoikein hayotzi lahorek dinoy kameis. Says the Rambam, you know why? Al zeh nemar kol cherem asheyechra min ha'adam lo yivde. Goes on everything. That's the whole point. The Rambam is saying, now that we have the pasuk, it's true. Until we had the pasuk, we had makeshift reasons. Maybe this is the reason for this, and this is the... But now that we have the generic reason of kol cherem lo yivde, which basically is maskia this human being from representing any kind of halachas and hilchos kodeshim, so now already it's not negay anymore. Comes the Tosefta and says, you know what? Once you're talking here, we'll take the next step. Benches also. No question, according to the Halamin of the Gemara, the Tosefta wouldn't have said a benches, there's no din of Domin. It's only now that we have the Pasuk of Kolchem Lo Yivde. Now, like the Rambam says, that we have a Gzeres HaKosov, that in order for a human being to reflect value for Kotchim, he has to be Oymid L'chaim and not Oymid L'misa. Now, Ben Ches is the same thing. I don't care what his market value is. I care what his market value is. Is only when Hegdish recognizes that he can reflect value. So you have to step by checkpoint A. Checkpoint A is that you're called a Bar Kayama. Then you're invited into the human race in Hilchis, Pidyon Kodshim. Now, Erechin and Adorim will go in their different ways. That's Pshat in the Rambam. But the checkpoint A is the same for Erechin or not. It's whether you're an easy pass holder or not, you go through the same lane in the beginning. The beginning is human beings enter here. Now you go in. Now once you go in, there's a sign. Erechin that way, Domim that way. And then, well, so what's the kasha we had on the Tosefta was, what do you mean? I mean, if we have to go ahead and evaluate the by Domim what he's worth, so Lamaisa Ben Ches is worth something. Once he's a year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, 5 years old, it's not relevant. He didn't even get to that point. Because right at the beginning where it said only Bnei Kayoma enter, he already walked away. Chazal. Obviously. And that's the Tosefta. Tosefta says that since a Ben Ches is not called a Bar Kayoma in Halacha, so he doesn't go in. He doesn't go in the door. The Rambam says it applies to everything. Because really it's generic. No, because even Domim, I don't know if the Olam remembers, we explained earlier on that Domim also works that way. I don't know if the Olam remembers, I brought down a Brisker Rav, that really every human being doesn't have an exact value. Remember we said, Ein Domim l'ben chayrin. So whenever you say Domim of a lie on a human being, it's also a form of Hakdasha on the person. We brought down a Brisker Rav because Ein Domim l'ben chayrin, a regular human being can only be sold for 7 years, so there's no intrinsic value. There's a redemption process. But the redemption is done through market value rather than erech value. But it's also opinion. And that's why the Rambam says it explicitly. Domim and Erechin is both learned out of this pasuk of Lo Yivde. Same thing. So once we have this pasuk, everything goes on. Now I want to bring you back to why the Gemara held for a Dover Poshet. Oh. The Gemara... That's another chesaron with not having your head on. why the Gemara went and brought this inyan of that by Erechin and Adorim they would pay. Tosfos says a dover poshet they would pay. The way we're learning, it's really quite poshet, because the way the process works by Hegdish is there is a direct link between your neder, your erech that you made, and the individual that you made it on, right? That's why if the individual is not a Bar Kayoma, so it's not chal on him, because he's Kameis Chashif, right? It's not chal on him, b'chlal. So, if you have a person that made Hakdosha, and now it was chal, when this guy died, when Reuven died, he didn't leave over to the Yesoimim a blank obligation. I owe $100. It's not what he left over. What he left over was a karka, What he left over was a shibud that's on something. And that is the individual that he was marach. That individual doesn't have to take care of it. But it's an obligation that's substantial on an object. And therefore, that's not included in the milvah pei negoiv min hayoshim. Milvah pei negoiv min hayoshim means you have a halvor that I'll call it in Yiddish because I don't think there's any English expression that adequately describes it. It's called a achiv in the luft, right? Literally means achiv in the wind. Okay. The problem with a milvah pei is that the obligation is not connected to anything. It's like it's in the air. It's not a so. There's a machlokes whether milvah pei is goyvim in a yorshim. But if you have a chiv that's tied to something, it's tied to a mashkin, it's tied to a shtar, it's tied, then we don't say it's any good. That's what Tosis means. Tosis says, by erich and domim, when you say erkei alai, it's chal. So right now, Hekdesh has a package. You left Hekdesh with a shibud on this human being that you now have to redeem. It's almost like Hekdesh is holding onto a mashkin. It happens to be that the mashkin himself that they're holding on to is not obligated to pay it. It's an interesting type of mashkin. But Hekdesh is not, it's not a milva al peh. It's a milva that's linked to this object. It's a chiv that's linked to this object. And that's the reason why the Gemara held that even if your milva al peh is any goyvim in a yolshim, but erichin and adorim would be. And the only language that Tosis uses is, it's chal. What does Tosis mean? Something happened. It's not just an obligation. Something was chal on an entity. And that holds true by Erki Alai, and even as we explained from the Briskrov, even by Domov Alai. There is an actual obligation. And our sug is the biggest raya. Because if the human being that you set it on doesn't qualify for it to be chal on him, there's no din Erichin on him and there's no din Domim on him. That means something real is chal on that individual. To the point that we say either he qualifies for it or he doesn't qualify. So if he does qualify, the father didn't just leave the assignment with a debt, he left the assignment with a debt that's mekusher to a chefetz. And on that there's no din, ain't a gova. That taki you are gova. Okay. Next week, we're going to mitzvah Hashem to start the next sugya, which is the sugya of really harigas urbrim. So I'll just give you some quick Mara Makrem is just to go through the Mishnah to the end. And you can look up the Ran in Chulin on Daf Nun Ches Amid Aleph and Tosis in Nida, Daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis, Divrei HaMaschil Ihu.